William Lavin, you're the Green Party candidate here in Bermondsey and Old Southwark. Tell us a bit about yourself and why you're standing for the Greens here.
Yeah, I am the Green Party candidate for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, and I'm privileged to be in that position. I've been a member of the Green Party for over 30 years, so I'm one of the old guard, if you like, rather than the new green surge. And the Green Party has quadrupled its membership in the last year alone, and we're now the third largest party in terms of membership, bigger than the Lib Dems and UKIP. And I think the Green Party has the only policies that will take this country forward and regenerate the country, creating millions of green jobs in a sustainable green growth rather than unsustainable, planet-destroying economic growth. So that's why I'm standing for the Green Party. I've stood once before against John Major quite a few years ago, but I'm standing again now because I think we're reaching crisis point and the Green Party is the only party that will do anything about it.
And at a couple of the hustings, you've talked about the risk of climate catastrophe, and it's a topic that's been startlingly absent from any of the other parties. What are, in simple terms, some of the measures that the Green Party would take to deal with climate change?
Well, we'd completely change our reliance on fossil fuel. I mean, we're in a ridiculous situation now where we're on an island and we have masses of tidal reserves, we have a good wind power reserve, and yet out of 28 countries in Europe, we're ranked at 26 in terms of using renewable energy. So we would put a load of money, we'd use investment to create a lot more renewable jobs, we'd invest in sustainable housing, and we'd stop our reliance on fossil fuels. We would also place a moratorium on fracking. We don't need more fossil fuel usage, which fracking would entail. We want to stop that, and we'd create a lot more insulation so we don't use as much energy, and we just shift the balance away from wasting fossil fuels and towards a more sustainable use of energy.
And at several of the debates that you've taken part in with your rival candidates, housing always comes at or near the top of the list of people's concerns. What is the Green Party's answer to the housing crisis that everyone agrees exists in central London particularly, but the solutions vary?
Yes, this does get very emotive in all these hustings. It is one of the most sort of aggressive subjects that we talk about, and we have on the one side Simon Hughes, who blames the Labour Council for not building enough houses and for sometimes a bit of social cleansing, where we have the Aylesbury and the Haygate estates that have been transferred. And we have on the other side Neil Coyle, who is blaming Simon Hughes for being part of a government that isn't funding the council enough. I sort of stand apart from those arguments, and we are where we are with to use a cliche, with the situation. The Green Party pretty much started the debate. I mean, maybe in a bit of a difficult way with Natalie Bennett not getting her figures right, but we are talking about building 500,000 social houses straight away, and we'd stop the use of houses being as investments rather than as homes.
And I think another area where the Green Party has a clear point of difference with some of the other parties is to do with the future of our rail system in this country. Locally, the situation at London Bridge has and how that's been managed by our fragmented railway system at the moment has been a big talking point. What's the Green Party's proposal for the railways?
Yes, you're right. We do differ from the other parties in that we're the only party that has in our manifesto a commitment to return the railways back to public ownership. We do have the ridiculous situation where we have profitable institutions that are going to fund shareholders rather than bringing public revenue. We have the East Coast Line. Thank you. We have the East Coast Line that recently was brought out of public ownership, where it had been for about 5 years, creating in its last year £200 million of revenue to the taxpayer. That went to Virgin and another company, all that money is now going to Richard Branson and to his shareholders. We need to bring it back into public ownership. We need to control it better, and we need to get the revenues from this back into the public.